What began as religious preservation expanded methodically. Benedictine libraries grew to include works of history, mathematics, and literature, and these monasteries developed sophisticated organizational systems, creating some of the world's very first library catalogs. They established networks for sharing texts between abbeys, allowing rare manuscripts to be copied at multiple locations, reducing the risk of permanent loss. Beyond passive copying, Benedictine scholars actively engaged with these texts, adding commentaries, comparing different versions, and reconstructing damaged sections. Their educational impact extended beyond monastery walls through schools that served not only future monks but also local children. These institutions became crucial centers of learning during periods when formal education had otherwise disappeared. The Benedictines preserved practical knowledge alongside philosophical texts. Their manuscripts maintained medical techniques, architectural principles, and agricultural innovations. Even modern musical notation evolved through their preservation efforts. This patient, centuries-long commitment created an unbroken chain of knowledge that would later fuel both the Carolingian Renaissance and the Great Renaissance itself, connecting ancient wisdom with the medieval world and illuminating the path toward modernity.